Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys. Sound right, boy. Thank you.
Williams backhand, spins, throws, one hop, they got him! High fly ball way back in left field at the wall. Turner leaping,
and he pulled it back!
Keontae Turner with the play of the season. It's on the way, and it's driven high and deep to center. Isaiah Green going back, looking up, and it is gone! Throw coming into third, not in time. An RBI triple for Matt Dyer and the entire dugout. Out onto the field, 2-0 Charleston. Set at the chest, Leatherman. 1-0 pitch, popped up on the infield. Playable. Dyer, the first baseman, calls it, catches it. The River Dogs are Roll A's champions. Ground ball up the middle. Spikes, backhands, throw to first. And the Charleston River Dogs are Carolina League champions. A franchise that did not win a title in their first 41 years has now won back-to-back league championships. Good evening and welcome to Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston, South Carolina, where for the first time in the home portion of the schedule, the weather is a bit of a factor. I'm Jason Kemp. This is the Carolina Ford Dealers pregame show. Test drive the only trucks and SUVs built Ford proud. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of the Charleston River Dogs. We were scheduled to get underway tonight at our typical 7:05 start time, but Mother Nature has arisen and caused some issues to that. The tarp is currently on the field, and the start of the game will be delayed by rain this evening. Still plans to play baseball here in the Holy City. It's not coming down especially hard right now, but they'll make sure that all of the weather is clear before they tell the pitchers to start warming up. The last thing anybody wants is to burn a starting pitcher before the start of the contest. The River Dogs, a single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, come in with a record of 2-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Columbia, an affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, sitting at 1-2. They got their first win of the season last night as they blew open a pitcher's duel. Scoreless game into the seventh, turned into a 7-0 win for the Fireflies. The matchup tonight in game number 3 of the series, game number 5 of the season for the River Dogs, is a right-hander out of Oklahoma State making his River Dogs debut. Trevor Martin will be on the mound for the home team. He threw one inning last year after the draft, and he was a high pick, third round out of Oklahoma State by the Rays. He will be making, again, his first appearance at the full season level tonight. Meanwhile, a rival of his from college will be on the mound for the second time this year for Columbia. That's right-hander David Sandlin out of Oklahoma. He does not have a decision, has a 193 earned run average. He was the starter on opening night this year against Augusta for Columbia. We'll be, again, delayed by rain at the outset of tonight's contest, hoping to get underway a little bit later. It did look, at least earlier tonight, that there would be a window, which is an important term when you consider weather, especially with the speed of games nowadays with the pitch clock. You're looking at 2 hours, 2.5 hours that you want to have if you're going to play a complete game. But really, you need to get past the fifth inning with somebody in the lead to avoid a suspended game. And that oftentimes these days happens in a little bit over an hour to 90 minutes. So looking for that type of window with the weather to get started. And, of course, they'll have to do some work on the field once the tarp is off to make the surface playable. But when that happens, we'll have baseball tonight between the River Dogs and the Fireflies. Still a lot to come on the pregame show. We'll talk to the bench coach of the River Dogs, Ronnie Richardson, toward the end of the pregame show. We'll also give you the starting lineups. But when we come back, a look back at last night's game and what else happened around the Carolina League and what the schedule looks like tonight in the Rays farm system. Also, the Big League Club looking for a 13-0 start, which would tie a Major League record. We'll let you know how they did against AL East rival Boston. You're listening to the Carolina Ford Dealers pregame show prior to first pitch in game number 3 between the River Dogs and the Columbia Fireflies on the River Dogs Broadcast Network.
Anyone who knows Budweiser knows that we love baseball. The sport inspires jubilation, but can also cause heartbreak. Fans are resilient and power through defeat and celebrate triumph. Because when you're passionate about something, the emotion is worth it. The people who share the same spirit share the same beer. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is manager Sean Smedley, and you're listening to River Dogs Baseball.
Welcome back to the Carolina Ford Dealers pregame show live from Joe Riley Park in Charleston. Tarp still on the field. And a very light rain, if any rain at all, falling at the moment, but still some weather in the area. So no move to take the tarp off and try and get this one started just yet. Taking you back to last night, it was a pitcher's duel through six innings. Both teams were scoreless and had just one hit in the game as the seventh inning got underway. And that was because of the work of the starting pitchers. It was Alex Isla Jr., the lefty for the River Dogs. He was fantastic, picking up where he left off in the postseason last year. With four scoreless one-hit innings, he walked a batter and struck out six. Interestingly enough, the walk and the hit that he allowed were both in the same inning, but he stranded a pair in that frame to get out of it unscathed. Jeff Hakenson followed him with two perfect innings. He struck out four of the six batters he faced to get to the seventh. Meanwhile, for Columbia, equally as frustrating for River Dogs hitters was Columbia starter Shane Panzini. He would end up with five scoreless one-hit innings, just two strikeouts, so the ball was in play, but hard to find solid contact, and a couple of walks for the young right-hander who's in his second year with Columbia. He would toss it to the bullpen, and Cooper McKeon, who also turned in two scoreless innings, he would become the winning pitcher because of what happened in the seventh. The River Dogs brought in their third pitcher of the night, right-hander Jack Hartman. Hartman would walk the first three batters of the inning, and then Levy Romero, the pitching coach, visited the mound. Must have said something along the lines of throw the breaking ball a little bit more. He did so and struck out Eric Pena on breaking balls, three in a row to be exact. But then a fastball got away from him to Junior Calderon, forcing it a run on a wild pitch. He would end up walking Calderon to reload the bases, and that was all for Hartman, with Royer Layton now facing the new pitcher, Duncan Davitt. He hit a ground ball to short, which is what the River Dogs were looking for, but the ball was a chopper and not hit very hard, and so Carlos Colmenares had just the play to first and another run scored to make it 2-0. That was all the Fireflies would get there in the seventh, but they got back to it with a much bigger eighth inning. This time it was Davitt starting the frame. He allowed a leadoff double to Gene Ramirez. Omar Hernandez followed with a sacrifice bunt back to the mound, but it was fielded and thrown away by Davitt off the glove of Xavier Isaac at first, and a run scored on the play. Hernandez ended up at second. Brett Squires scored him with an RBI single. Daniel Vasquez worked a walk, and then with two men on, Eric Pena doubled down the right field line. That was the first batter that Jake Christensen faced. That scored two runs, both belonged to Davitt, and a sack fly by Layton would cap the inning and cap the scoring for the night. It was 7-0 Columbia. At that point, the River Dogs had just one hit entering the ninth inning when Julio Meza's single to start the frame off of Oscar Rayo. With the River Dogs finishing with just two hits, saw their team batting average dip to 150 on the campaign. And they're 2-2, and I think fortunate and feeling good about being 2-2, considering the offense is not yet clicking on all cylinders. Their opening night win, they put up six runs, but only one of them was earned. because of a series of errors, three of them on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, that led to five of the runs. So the River Dogs really trying to break free offensively. They clearly have the talent to do it, and their track record at previous levels proves that. And the belief is that pretty soon they're going to turn it around. And perhaps, if the weather allows, that breakthrough will come this evening. A look at the standings as we sit right now in the North Division of the Carolina League. Delmarva is leading the chase. They are 4-1. Down East right behind them by a half game at 3-1. Salem has 3 wins and 2 losses. They are 1 back. A couple of teams, 2 out of 1st, Fredericksburg and Lynchburg, both 2-3. And then Carolina is 1-3 and 2.5 games out of first place. Interestingly, Carolina has the worst batting average in minor league baseball, down around 120 on the season. In the South Division, of which the River Dogs are a member, Fayetteville is out in front at 3-1. Then the River Dogs and Myrtle Beach are 2-2, 1 game back. Augusta and Columbia 1-2, 1.5 out of 1st. And Kannapolis is 1-3. They are 2 games back and all alone in 6th place in the South Division. As for the rest of the Carolina League today, they are just getting ready for baseball in Zebulon, North Carolina, the home of the Carolina Mudcats, who are trying to get going a little bit this season by hosting Salem. That'll start at 7:05. They're already underway in Lynchburg, and the Hillcats have a 2-0 lead over Myrtle Beach after 2 innings. They are getting ready to play in Fayetteville. Fredericksburg in town to take on the Woodpeckers. They'll play at 7 o'clock. Augusta and Down East being delayed at SRP Park in Augusta. And Kannapolis is at Delmarva at 7:05 as well. Elsewhere in the Rays farm system, High A Bowling Green will be in action tonight at 7:35. They are undefeated, 3-0 on the season. That lineup that brought home a championship last year here in Charleston is doing big things in Bowling Green already. Double A Montgomery at 3-2. They'll try and stay above 500, hosting Tennessee tonight at 7:35. And Triple A Durham is hosting Lehigh Valley. They're in the bottom of the second with no score, just 1 hit in that game. Meanwhile, the big league club today, one of just a handful of games in the big leagues. The Rays come from behind to beat the Red Sox 9-3. It was a come-from-behind win, as I mentioned, and the Rays are now 13-0. Home runs from Yandy Diaz and Brandon Lau. It was another big day for the Tampa Bay Rays, who again trailed in the middle innings of that ballgame. Jeffrey Springs, who had been dominant on the mound this year, left with an arm injury, and the question is, how long will he miss? Obviously, he's a key piece, that rotation already without Tyler Glasnow. So they are not quite healthy, but just rolling right now. And certainly a big deal for the affiliates of the Rays, who have been so good time after time, year after year, that now the big league club is right there as well. And obviously a ton of success here in the last couple of years, but right now the talk of Major League Baseball. Elsewhere in the big leagues, there was another game this afternoon. The Orioles came back to beat the Athletics of Oakland 8-7. Adley Rutschman hit a walk-off home run for the O's in that one. Bottom of the first, Reds and Phillies are tied at 1 in Cincinnati. At 7 o'clock, Twins and Yankees, Blue Jays hosting the Tigers. A little bit later at 7:45, the Pirates go to St. Louis to meet the Cardinals. And then the only late game tonight, it's the Brewers at the Padres in a good one out west. That'll get started at 9:40 p.m. That's everything going on in minor league baseball in the Rays farm system tonight. We'll step aside, and when we come back, give you the starting lineups for this one at the Joe. Currently in a rain delay, River Dogs and Fireflies, hopefully a little bit later on this evening.
My name is Scott DePung Jr. I am a Navy veteran submarine sonar technician.
So the Veteran Sea Kayak Resilience Training Program is a 12-week program built for veterans by veterans to connect veterans with nature, to be of service to the community and veterans, and kind of bridge the gap of the disconnect that is from military active service to civilian life.
There's no cost involved to the veteran itself. It is entirely funded by Boeing.
All it is commit your time, and it's 100% free to every veteran, which is amazing.
From the ceremonial first pitch to the seventh inning stretch, baseball is rooted in tradition, just like the lineup of Ford SUVs, a tradition of excellence that shaped the power, performance, and technology that helped make the Ford Expedition and Ford Explorer SUVs fan favorites year after year. Visit your Carolina Ford dealer today for great offers on a new Expedition or Explorer. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. See your dealer for current information.
MUSC Children's Health offers South Carolina's only Level 1 Children's Surgery Center. Representing excellence in inpatient surgery at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital and outpatient surgery at Summit Medical Pavilion, our pediatric board-certified experts work with children all day, every day, to provide the safest and most successful surgical outcomes from routine to rare procedures. MUSC Children's Health. Children are our specialty.
This is pitcher Alex Ayala, and you're listening to the River Dogs Baseball.
Jason Kemp back here at the Joe. This is the Carolina Ford Dealers pregame show. The start of tonight's game being delayed by rain. The tarp on the field, and no immediate move to take it off right now. The grounds crew is not down there on the field at the moment. So still certainly waiting for some type of weather to pass by before they deem it safe to move toward a first pitch. We will give you the starting lineups now for this game when it eventually gets underway. For Columbia, under Tony Pena Jr.'s guidance in his second year with the Fireflies, they are 1-2. Leading off in left field, it's Gene Ramirez. Daniel Vasquez bats second. He plays short. At second base, hitting third, Lisandro Rodriguez. Brett Squires is the cleanup hitter at first base, serving as the DH in batting fifth, Junior Calderon. Eric Pena in center field, he bats sixth, hitting seventh and third, Brennan McNair. Deonmi Salone is the catcher, he bats eighth, and in right field batting ninth, it is Levi Usher. The man on the mound in game number four for the Fireflies, their opening night starter, right-hander David Sandlin. He is 0-0, no decisions yet, with an ERA of 1.93 on the campaign. Again, for the Fireflies, it's Ramirez, Vasquez, and Rodriguez. Squires, Calderon, and Pena. McNair, Salone, and Usher here in game three of this series. They are trying to take a 2-1 lead in the set after a win last night. Now for the home team, the Charleston River Dogs, managed by Sean Smedley. His first year at the helm of the River Dogs, he was the bench coach under Blake Butera in 2021. He has left fielder Chandler Simpson leading off at second base, batting second, Ryan Spikes. Cooper Kinney will hit third. He's at first base. Doing the catching and batting cleanup, Dominic Keegan. Ryan Cermak, the right fielder, bats fifth, hitting sixth. Your designated hitter is Stanley Castillo. Cameron James will hit seventh, and over at the hot corner defensively, the shortstop Jalen Battles hits eighth, and Christopher Barrette is the nine hitter in center field. Making his River Dogs debut, the right-hander out of Oklahoma State, a former third-round pick by the Rays, it's Trevor Martin, who did not allow a run in his one professional inning of work last season. Yet for the River Dogs, Simpson, Spikes, and Kinney, Keegan, Cermak, and Castillo, James, Battles, and Barrette with the right-hander Martin on the hill. Second time through the umpire rotation, Frank Jones behind home plate calling the balls and strikes, and working on the bases is Tyler Hovick. That's the starting lineup again tonight's start, delayed by weather. We'll come back and chat with the bench coach of the River Dogs, Ronnie Richardson, after these messages on the River Dogs Broadcast Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the official hot sauce of the Charleston River Dogs. It adds flavor to so many things, including wings, pizza, burgers, burritos, taquitos, tacos, and avocados. But that's not all. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce is also great on popcorn, barbecue, nachos, beans, chili, eggs, and corn on the cob, just to name a few. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce. Bring the heat. It's also great on French fries, mac and cheese, sushi.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard, and I serve for the flexibility.
I serve part-time
so I can help raise my twin boys.
so I can go to school and open my own business someday.
I serve because my mom did.
Because my brother does. I serve as a medical technician.
I serve as a crew chief.
As a pilot, because it's always been my dream to fly.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at GoANG.com.
This is infielder Jalen Battles, and you're listening to River Dogs Baseball.
Welcome back to the Carolina Ford Dealers pregame show. We're joined today by a new member of the River Dogs coaching staff, bench coach Ronnie Richardson. Ronnie, just a little bit of a taste of Charleston so far, two games in. What do you think?
I mean, I love it so far. The fans and the atmosphere is awesome. They told me about it a little bit before I got here, so it's exceeding expectations.
I know you got to play in a fairly cool environment in the Midwest League with Fort Wayne back in your time with the Padres. That's also one of the great environments. You've been a little bit spoiled in your career so far.
Yeah, Fort Wayne was a special place to me. I called it the little big leagues, but this place, is, especially the atmosphere, is right up there, if not better than Fort Wayne.
You're on a coaching staff where the manager is a guy who held this position 2 years ago. Is that sort of the ultimate goal for you, is to progress through the ranks of coaching and maybe manage a team someday?
Yeah, for me, for sure. It's, the goal is to manage. But right now, you know, is serve as his bench coach and try to get these guys better to get them to the next level and eventually the big leagues.
What is it like? I know you spent a little bit of time in the Marlins organization, in college baseball, in the Northwoods League. When you join a new organization like the Rays, you've been in the FCL for a couple years, but does it take a little bit of time to get used to how this franchise or this organization does things?
Not at all. The Rays is probably the best organization that I've been with for sure. It's a family atmosphere, and they welcomed me with open arms, so it was a really easy adjustment.
Is there anything when you think about getting into coaching, when you're playing, you're obviously not thinking that far into the future. You're like, I'm going to make the big leagues. That's my goal, is to take the next step. But at what point for you did you think coaching was a realistic possibility?
So for me, after I was done playing, I got hurt a couple times. And then I realized I had a special talent that was connecting with players. And I always liked to serve other people. And even when I was a player, like when I had days off, I would coach first base, and I was helping guys, you know, maybe tap into something that they didn't know they had. Like with Malik Smith, there was a good teammate of mine. He used to take off, and then he would stop. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I would have got thrown out. I said, no, you would have stole that base standing up. So after we had that conversation, he stole like 100-and-something bags. So I realized I help serving people. I enjoy it, and I like helping people get to the next level.
Talking to River Dogs bench coach Ronnie Richardson on the pregame show, that's where people most visibly see you, as coaching first base. But obviously there's a lot more that goes into the role. You're working with the outfielders, base running in general. Can you kind of give us a brief breakdown? I know you could go for a while, but on what exactly the bench coach is doing.
So the bench coach is to help the manager with whatever he needs, also assist the hitting coaches with whatever they need. And obviously with the players, you know, try to do anything you can to help make their transition as easy as possible when they get here or when they're getting out of here, you know. So it's just to help everyone.
You know, this team certainly has plenty of speed, and we've seen a little bit of that from maybe the fastest guy in Chandler Simpson. He has great speed, but what else goes into stealing a base that he does so well?
He eliminates the fear, because everyone believes that just stealing bases, guys just take off running. One thing for me is a lot of people, when they get over there, they get nervous and they feel like they're on an island. And I think I do a pretty good job with helping eliminate fear. In this organization, we want those guys to run. We want them guys to see what they can do. And by us just giving them the freedom to actually do that, I think it's tapping into something that can eventually help us in the big leagues. It's not about right now. It's about what can they do in the big leagues and how can we help them maximize their ability.
Last question for you. You've been around this group for a couple of years now, specifically this group for much of last year. They put together a special season. Do you feel like that's, again, a possibility for them in their first full season?
Yeah, it's always a possibility with any team that we have in the Rays organization. We put together we have really good ball players in our organization, and we have great developers as well and great leadership. Our scouts, everyone is really good in this organization, and I think the culture of what we have is the reason why a lot of these guys transition is a lot easier than, you know, just coming in and struggling. We're off to a little slow start, but these guys, this, you got to remember, this is their first full year, a lot of them. So with that being said, it's going to take a little time to get used to the different schedule. Some guys never played under the lights before until they got here. So it's going to be fun. Once they get rolling, they're going to get rolling.
Well, glad to have you here in Charleston. Ronnie, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
That's River Dogs bench coach Ronnie Richardson. More pregame after this.
Be a part of something bigger with a career at Nucor, America's largest steel and steel products producer, an industry leader in recycling and sustainable steelmaking. Nucor is a Fortune 100 company, ranked number one in our industry on the world's most admired companies list. Give back to your community, forge deep bonds with teammates, get the freedom to activate your ideas, and build a lifelong career. Learn more at Nucor.com/careers. Come be a part of something bigger at Nucor.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Charleston Orthodontics is here to help you, River Dogs fans. With two of the country's leading orthodontists, Charleston Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see River Dogs fans smile with confidence. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit CharlestonOrthodonticSpecialist.com today and book your free consult. That's CharlestonOrthodonticSpecialist.com for Charleston Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
This is pitcher Johnny Cuevas, and you're listening to River Dogs Baseball.
Well, clearly we are going to be delayed at the start of tonight's contest here in Charleston. We should have been underway about 7 minutes ago, but the tarp is still on the field. The skies have darkened once again out behind center field, and the wind starting to pick up a little bit. So clearly the thought is there is still some potentially weather in the area that could affect the ball game, and so they don't want to start the teams getting ready to play and then have to head back to the dugouts or the clubhouse. So better to wait it out. Again, the idea here is still to play baseball tonight. The question is, when would that contest begin? And the hope is, of course, as soon as possible. We'll certainly keep you updated on the status of tonight's game, but we will be stepping away for a moment as this rain delay moves on. The River Dogs and the Fireflies hope to play game three of their series. I would encourage you to, first of all, follow the River Dogs and then check in for updates on Twitter at Chaz River Dogs. That's C-H-A-S River Dogs on Twitter and Facebook, and they'll have all the latest information for you as news breaks about the start of tonight's contest. This has been the Carolina Ford Dealers pregame show. Hopefully more from the Joe coming up a little bit later on tonight, as we are all hopeful. A few hundred fans in here already hoping for baseball and enjoying dollar beers in the meantime. We'll be back a little bit later on from Joe Riley Park. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys. Sound right, boy. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys. Sound right, boy.